Fab Lab Podcast, Episode 12, Scheduling Dollars, Not Square Feet.
Welcome to the Fab Lab Podcast, brought to you by FabricatorsFriend.com. If you own or manage a stone shop and would like to reduce your frustration while increasing your profits, you've come to the right place. As the owner of a prominent Pacific Northwest stone shop with over two decades of experience and the author of the book Less Chaos, More Cash, our host knows more than just a little bit about the challenges of owning and operating a shop. You'll hear down-to-earth, real-life solutions you can implement today to calm your shop operation and generate more profit. Thanks for joining us, and here's our host, Aaron Crowley.
Welcome back to the Fab Lab Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Crowley, and as always, I am super grateful, super thankful, and excited that you have joined me for this episode. Also, as always, the Fab Lab Podcast is brought to you by FabricatorsFriend.com. If you haven't checked out our stone sleeves, our bulletproof aprons, or our fab coat, you should do that. But don't check it out until you've listened to this podcast, because honestly, what we're going to talk about in this episode today is going to have a huge opportunity, tremendous potential to impact the bottom line profits of your stone shop. So don't go anywhere until you've listened to this entire podcast. You know, the reality is that if you're going to grow your profits, if you're going to maintain your profits, you got to have a handle on the financial aspect of the business. And we're going to delve into that today. We're going to look at the topic, what I like to call the 3D view. Title of this episode is Scheduling Dollars, Not Square Feet. And so we're going to look at an entirely different way of viewing your business, how you look at your jobs, how you look at your calendar, how you look at the schedule. Before we get into that, I want to tell you a story that kind of illustrates this different point of view. So about 2 weeks ago, the owner of a very large stone fabrication company in the Midwest visited my rather puny stone fabrication company in the Northwest. As we were walking out into my shop, the very first question this gentleman asked me was, "So, how many square feet a day do you do?" My answer shocked him, and this is what I said. "I don't have the foggiest idea how many square feet a day we do in my stone shop. Quite frankly, the number of square feet we do is utterly irrelevant. The only thing I'm concerned about on a day-to-day basis in my company is how many dollars did we generate?" So that answer shocked that individual. And once I described a little bit more detail, he knew exactly what I was talking about, and we wanted him to have a pretty interesting conversation about this subject. And so I got to thinking about this topic again, and it reminded me just how important it is. It reminded me how transformational it was when I made this switch in my fabrication company. When I started looking at the 3D view, what I like to call the daily dollar demand, instead of the number of square feet that we were producing, it changed everything. So in this episode, we're going to go into some detail on this topic of scheduling dollars, not square feet. We're first going to look at what the daily dollar demand is and how to determine it for your own stone shop. Then I'm going to introduce to you a new term you've probably never heard before called contribution dollars. If you're driving down the road, rip the lid off of that cardboard box that's holding the undermount sink behind your seat and write that phrase down, contribution dollars. It's that important. Then we're going to look at the last side of this, how to schedule dollars instead of square feet. So let's get into this. The first aspect of this, what is the daily dollar demand and how do you determine it? Well, it's pretty simple. The daily dollar demand, or the 3D view, is simply this. It is the total number of dollars necessary to cover all of your expenses in the business on a day-to-day basis. That's it. Pretty straightforward. Do you know how many dollars you have to generate every day? Do you know what the daily cost of the operation is in your business on a day-to-day basis? If you don't, you should. And here's how you do that. You basically total all of the expenses in a calendar month when operating at full operational capacity. Now, the one expense you don't include in this number is your material cost, the cost of your slabs, and we'll get to that in the second point. But for totaling your operational expenses on a calendar month, you basically total all of your labor expenses, all of your payroll. You take your sales commissions, you take your rent, you take your utilities, truck payments, you take your supplies, your consumables, you know, adhesives, diamonds, that kind of thing. You have to take your salary, add that to it. Then you add your profit to that. You take all of your costs and then you say, hey, I got to generate a profit too. So you add that to it as well and you total it for the month. Then you divide it by the number of workdays in the month and you get your daily dollar demand. That is the number of dollars you have to generate on a daily basis to not only cover all of your expenses, but generate a profit at the end of the month. So let's do some simple math. Let's just assume all of those expenses in a calendar month operating at full capacity total $50,000. And for the sake of simple math, let's just say that a calendar month has 20 days in it, 20 work days. So if you divide the 20 work days into the $50,000 month, you have a $2,500 daily demand. If you were to, you know, as you know, you can't do all of your work for a month in the last week. You've got to do that over the course of the 4 weeks in the calendar month. And the same thing is true for the dollars that you have to generate. So you take that $50,000, you divide it by the number of work days in the month, in this case, 20, you arrive at a $2,500 daily demand. Once you know that, you have an enormous amount of insight into how to more effectively manage your business, schedule the work that you've got to do, evenly break that out over the course of the month so that you can generate a profit at the end of the month. So you know you got to generate $2,500 a day. You got to generate $12,500 a week. And if you do that for 4 weeks, you will have generated $50,000 in that month. Now, that's not total sales. That's not saying that your sales are $50,000. And that's what really leads us into our second point. We know our daily dollar demand is $2,500 a day. And as I said at the beginning, it does not include your material expense. That's key. That's critical that you don't muddy the waters with that widely varying material cost. So let's get into the second point here and talk about this term I mentioned in the beginning, contribution dollars. Now, like I said earlier, there is a fixation on square footage. That seems to be the term that everybody likes to look to or refer to as some sort of a, you know, relative measurement of the volume that they're doing or the size of the business or the success of the company. You know, a lot of people think that more square feet equals a better company or a more successful company or a company that we should all go, oh, wow, well, you must be really successful or really profitable. But I'm here to tell you, companies that are fixated on square feet are probably not the most profitable companies. Companies that are fixated on their contribution dollars are going to be the companies that are profitable and successful. So if we have determined that our daily dollar demand is $2,500, we've got to generate $2,500 every single day to cover our expenses, to pay your salary, and generate a profit, we've got to have a better number to refer to than square feet of a typical job or the gross sale or the sale price of that job. And here's why. The material expense for a typical job is such a tremendous percentage of it, anywhere from 25 to 35% of the sale of the job. And it varies so wildly. One job you've got Ubatuba, the next one you got Cream of Bordeaux, same square footage. I'm going to tell you it's got the same contribution dollars, but the sale price could vary by $1,500. And so that's not a precise enough number to use. We've got to look at the number of dollars generated aside from the cost of the material. So let's take another hypothetical using straightforward math. Let's just say we've got a 70 square foot job and we've sold that job for $5,000. The customer said, okay, I'll hire you. They sign the contract, they give you the deposit, and you've got to put those countertops in for $5,000. Now, a 70 square foot job, let's just say, needs two slabs. It's $25 a square foot. Let's just say you've got 50 square foot slabs. You do the math on that. $25 a square foot times 50 is $1,250. If you've got two of them, it's $2,500. So your material expense of that $5,000 sale is $2,500. In this case, it's 50%. That leaves you $2,500. That $2,500 that remains is your contribution dollars. Those dollars are left over after the supplier is paid to contribute to the expenses, your salary, and the profits of your operation. So that's the number that we have got to begin looking at on every job. Square feet is irrelevant. Gross sale, that's irrelevant. The only thing that matters if we're going to successfully manage and cover that daily dollar demand, is this contribution dollar figure, the number of dollars left over after the material is paid for. So in this case, a 70 square foot job, if that's how it was priced once the material was paid for, would leave $2,500 to contribute to the operation of the company. So in summary, the contribution dollars are the dollars left over from a job after the supplier for the material has been paid. Those are the dollars left over that contribute to paying all those labor expenses, the rent, the supplies, the truck payments, the repairs, your salary, and the profits. Now, that's really a best case scenario. That's a hypothetical with simple math to make the point. And if you've been fabricating for any length of time, you know that things rarely work out perfectly. The math rarely works out exactly like we want it to. So here's a more likely scenario. The job is actually smaller than 70 square feet, and as such, the contribution dollars are lower. Maybe they're only $2,000 at the end of the job you've got scheduled for that day. Or maybe it's this situation. That 70 square foot job that you were going to sell for $5,000 and generate the $2,500 in contribution dollars, the customer gets a competitive bid for $4,500, and you have to lower the price of your job by $500 to get the sale. Now you've got the same number of square feet to produce, but you're only generating $2,000 in contribution dollars for your operation. Either way, a smaller job or a discounted job leaves you with a $500 deficit. So what do you do in that situation? Well, this is why this mentality is so important. This is why it is superior to the square foot mindset that is so common in our industry. You see, most people would answer that question saying, well, I've got to do more square feet. The answer to every situation when I'm not generating enough profits is always more square feet, more square feet. I just got to generate more square feet. That'll be the answer to my problem. That'll solve my financial issues. I'm suggesting to you that that creates a whole host of new problems to deal with. Because if you're going to generate more sales, you either got to increase your advertising or hire more sales staff or lower your prices, which erodes your contribution dollars even further. And let's just say you get the work. Well, now you got to do the work. You got to hire more staff, buy more equipment, get more vehicles, and manage more jobs. And the likelihood of managing more work on a lower margin, that's going to generate more profits, that's unlikely. So here's a better way. Let's ask a different question. Instead of saying, how do we generate more square feet to make up the gap? Let's ask the question, how do we generate more contribution dollars on the jobs that we've already got? Let me say that one more time just to emphasize the profound implications of this mindset shift away from more square feet to more contribution dollars. Instead of asking the question, how do we generate more square feet? Ask the question, how do we generate more contribution dollars on the jobs that we've already got? We can increase the number of dollars without increasing the number of jobs. So let me run a couple of hypotheticals past you. Whether it's the smaller job that's generating $2,000 in contribution dollars or the discounted job that's generating $2,000 in contribution dollars, you could provide a couple of options to your customer. Right off the gate, you know the customer is going to need an undermount sink and a faucet. You could start providing undermount sink packages. Instead of them having to shop all over town, you provide it. We have a sink package system that we use that generates about $450 in just raw net profit for every sink package that we sell. It's a convenience for the customer. It's $450 of easy money, of contribution dollars for us. Or you could sell the sealer packages. We use the StoneTech bulletproof packages. It costs us about $160 a package to have the warranty registered. The product works great. We sell that for $499. So we generate about $350. We're going to seal the job anyway. When we sell that package, it puts $350 right to the bottom line. Those are contribution dollars. They're easy money. Customer gets what they want. We get an extra $350. Things like planing backsplash and doing lazy Susans out of their excess material. Again, I think we charge $350 to $450 to plane backsplash. Not everybody wants it, but some people do. That's $350. Boom. Contribution dollars drops right to the bottom line or contributes to the costs and the profits. Or you could offer a powder bath, you know, for $500. If we do your kitchen, we'll go ahead and do your powder vanity as well for $500. Any one of those situations, the cost of delivering that extra value is minimal. In fact, almost to be non-existent. But the dollars you can generate is profound. You can either make up the difference in having to discount the job or putting a smaller job on the schedule, or you can grow the profits of that job considerably. So let's just say you sold the job at $2,500. You covered your daily dollar demand. You made up for all your expenses, you paid your salary, and the acceptable profit you built into that originally. What if you sell an extra $500 on every one of those jobs? Think about that. If you're doing 3 to 4 jobs a week, and in every one of those jobs, because you're managing now, you're scheduling to meet your daily dollar demand, you know your contribution dollars, and you're managing and scheduling effectively. Now, what if you're able to add $350 to $500 on every one of those jobs? You've just grown your weekly contribution dollars by anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500. Do the math on that. That's $3,000 to $5,000 in additional net profit you could generate. And that's if you're only doing a few kitchens a week. If you're doing 5 kitchens a week or 8 kitchens a week, you can see the exponential growth in your net profit is unbelievable. But that is only possible if you are breaking out of this kind of stone industry mindset, this square foot fixation. I like to say that fabricators are fixated on square feet. Successful stone shop owners are fixated on the daily dollar demand and the contribution dollars that generate that profit. So I hope that now, having had this conversation about the daily dollar demand and contribution dollars and how that translates into net profit at the end of the month, I hope you will never look at your calendar the same again. I hope that from now on, instead of simply looking at the number of square feet you might or might not have scheduled, you will begin to look at the daily dollar demand that you have to meet and the contribution dollars attached to every job that you've got ready to schedule, and that you will organize that work and you will coordinate that work accordingly to meet that daily dollar demand. In addition, I hope this helps to focus your sales efforts, so on those smaller jobs that don't have that dollar amount reached yet, you could increase the value that you're providing that customer by additional services or products, or that if you're having to discount a job to get the sale, you've got a strategy in place to get those dollars back to where they need to be so you can not only cover your costs and pay you a salary, but that your company can be profitable. So that wraps up this episode of the Fab Lab podcast. Our topic today was scheduling dollars, not square feet. And if you've enjoyed this podcast, I hope you'll check back with us next week as we continue this conversation and this subject of finances for stone fabrication companies. We're going to look at budgets and how that plays into the profitability of your company as well. So in the meantime, make sure you check out fabricatorsfriend.com. If you didn't know this already, if you'd like to continue this conversation or ask me some questions that I might have failed to cover in this episode, just visit fabricatorsfriend.com, check out the contact page, and send me an email. You can also send us a note on our Facebook page and follow us on Instagram. And last but not least, I want to mention again that we now have a YouTube channel. Fabricator's Friend is now on YouTube, and we are producing profit pointer videos that follow along the same lines as our Fab Lab podcast, providing information and strategies to help make your fabrication shop more profitable. So until next time, happy fabricating.